Coach, can you give us a quick update on the guys that are missing today, Brian Little? And
yeah, they'll all be in the lineup tomorrow. They're fine.
Brian, before the All-Star break, was missing a lot of practices and morning skates, and he had said just before the break he was starting to feel better. Has he regressed in some way?
No.
With what's bothering him?
Completely different, and we don't expect it to be a problem.
Is there anything new on Matt Howells, Chuck?
No, he's in that range, right? So I think we said 4 to 6 weeks or a month or so. So we're not really looking for him to be back any earlier than that.
Three straight games with points. You talk to the guys in the room, they feel that win last night kind of puts an end to that post-All-Star jag. Is that how you feel?
They still think that maybe the Vancouver game was the best of the three in terms of the level that we had gotten to. I was comfortable. So, yes, probably from a perspective outside a room. But Vancouver game did it for me as long as we got back to it the next game, and we did against Chicago, and then we did it again. So, aside from getting a W that you want to build that confidence, I thought the last three have been pretty darn good.
So that game against Minnesota with the charge they're putting on, is that any more important than any other game?
Yeah, just like Colorado and for us, just like the Nashville game, right? They're all, you we're in that range now. We're hitting all the teams that are fighting for their lives, and we're in a group of teams that are, you know, not far enough off anybody to ever get comfortable. So there'll be lots of heat in that game tomorrow. Yeah. See?
They're ready.
We're torturing a guy each day just so he stays ready.
Whose turn?
That's a competitive ping pong game.
I saw that on Forrest Gump, actually. It's vicious. TJ Gagliardi, not specifically about him, but it's, as this week has shown in this season with injuries, it's so weird how guys find second lives in the National Hockey League. Yep. Can you tell about as a coach or talk about as a coach how you sort of talk to guys about that? Because he said this coaching staff has done a great job just keeping him, you know, active and aware and part of it.
Yeah, well, that would be giving us too much credit. In order to fill that role, and I think Matt Halschuk's another player that kind of is in that, you have to do everything right. You got to come to the rink every day. You can't be a guy that we've got to try to motivate to work hard or to keep happy. So he does it right. You know, he prepares hard, works hard, studies the video, does all the stuff that he has to do to be ready so you can keep putting him in the lineup. And then you have to be a positive influence on the room. You know, you can't be a guy that, oh, we got to send somebody down to talk to him because he's pouting because he didn't play two in a row. Those kind of energy jags you just can't have. And both he and Matt are the exact opposite of that. They're talking on the bus. They're part of that group. They appreciate their role. You know, I think they accept it and appreciate it and know how important it is for us.
Can you talk specifically about TJ then and what he's done sort of from the start of the year when you first probably met him till
right
to now and how that's been?
He's been very consistent. So in the games that he's played, you know what you're going to get. He does a nice job with Jimmy going in and killing penalties for us. So when he's come in, there hasn't been much of a dip there. There's a good comfort level of that. I think I can play him on both wings. I haven't, but I've got a comfort level that I could do that at all. And he also can make some plays. So he's not, you know, he can put the puck on the tape and he can do some of those. They sound like simple things, but not everybody in those roles is good at that. And having a guy like Anthony with some muscle on that line, he can get in, get on the forecheck and play hard. He's just been a good all-around pro for us.
He was just telling me how he did want Calgary to work out, hometown, and yep, how it can be a little disappointing more so than with other teams, but feels like he really found a home here. Did you have to work with him throughout the year, or did he come in ready?
No, he came in ready, I think, with a real good understanding of what was available, but he got an opportunity to play a little more early in the year, and then we got healthy and some of his role changed. No, he's been maintenance-free right from day one, which is a big part of that job.
Paul, a lot is being made right now about, in Montreal particularly, about Dale Weiss playing on the top line and how maybe he doesn't fit the prototype first-line player. I was just curious on your thoughts on, you know, maybe bringing it, like, switch with how thin forwards have been and injuries. How have you ever thought about maybe bringing or switching up or bringing a guy from deeper in the lineup up to a lineup or just how that works and overloading talent necessarily on a first line or first two lines?
Well, we actually on that line started my time here like that with Mike Frolik playing with Little and Ladd and liked him in that check and roll. And I still think that Wheeler and Shifley have a nice chemistry together. And So we've thought about doing that. After that, I don't have Adam Lowry. Adam's in a great spot right now. I don't think it fits. I think Chris helps that, gets in, gets on the forecheck because he's got some speed. I think our pieces fit pretty well the way they are. If there's an adjustment to be made, one or two, and I don't think there's a lot of guys in that lower minute role that would excel.
First question I had was just about guys like Chris Thorburn, who reached that milestone last night, franchise mark and penalty minutes, and Jim Slater, and just what they contribute to you as a group when you're going through the long grind of a season with the peaks and valleys and the push you're in now.
Well, Chris is part of that fabric of the team. You know, he's a talker. He's got a friendship with just about everybody in the room. He laughs loud. He's a great personality in there, and then he'll do what he did last night for his teammates and for himself. So you have to have those kind of guys, and he's been here a long time, so he certainly feels a part of it. His personality in a room is really important, what he brings every day. If he knows he's got to get things going at the start, so he comes to practice ready to go, and occasionally in a game, he's got to get things going. So, and you don't have to coach that with him. So he picked up the first line change in Chicago coming off the bench before anybody else did. So he understands his role. And Jimmy kind of the same way, maybe a bit more in that. I think Jim's game has changed over the years. Faceoff's a real big part of what he does, the penalty-killing role. But being able to sit a stretch of minutes and come out and play is not easy. And there are a lot of guys who just can never get the hang of it, to be able to be ready after 6 or 7 minutes power play, or that you're chasing a lead a little bit. Just developed very professional about the way he comes to the rink. And another guy that I say hi to Jimmy every day if I walk by him, but I don't have to bring him in and show him 15 things because he knows.
The other question I was going to ask was just about Zach Bogosian. I know that recently you had to sit him a little bit because of a penalty in one game, but I noticed last night too, there's an edge there, but there's a lot of emotion there too right now. Is that something that you feel you need to manage with him, or that he's working on his own? Where do you see him right now?
Our whole group, right? We manage it, but we spend more time making sure it's there than pulling it back, and he's better when he's faster. He's up the ice more, made 3 or 4 real good plays through the seam, so he gets the puck quicker, he snaps it hard. He, like anybody else, there was some frustration in those 3 or 4 games that came out more specifically with him. So we do have to make sure we're on the right side of that edge more times than not. But he's better when he's wired.